Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Ricky Dillard, Amazing.
You're amazing. You call the sun and moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. If you're
somebody
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too, that I was in a bad relationship too. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman, the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good, for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you, another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I act like, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman dissolve while you eat off.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women, for the women who came to be cute? We'll get back to the message in a minute. But can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to get ready and turn within, inviting the presence, becoming still, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. On this line, we recognize it is God. God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and shake up something inside of us right now. Stir up something inside of us. As we become very intentional about the breath, reminding that there's power in the breath, family. So I just want you to breathe. I want you to become still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Hold it to the point of vibration. Remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and remember to breathe into the heart. Because the heart has wisdom, family, I want you to breathe. So as we come into the stillness, inviting the presence, power, come, Holy Spirit. Be still, know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Speak to me, O Lord. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious, precious, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Precious and Holy Spirit, good morning. I come before you today asking, Holy Spirit, that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart, Holy Spirit, will come from you, Holy Spirit, and that you will remove all of me, come, Holy Spirit, and fill my presence to the overflow, God. Touch every cell in my body, God. Renew the right spirit in me, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious, precious Holy Spirit. come in the name, nature, and consciousness of the presence of you, Holy Spirit. Calling forth every force in the universe, God. Calling forth the Holy Spirit to bless our minds this morning, God, to anoint our thoughts this morning, Holy Spirit, to anoint our bodies and every cell and every living system in our being, to remove any data, any pattern, any information that is stored to be removed, that is no longer serving our higher purpose, God. I ask you to restore every cell in our body to its highest vibratory energetic expression. Come, Holy Spirit. Come today to command this morning, God. We come to command this morning and speak into our day, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. As we come today in the name of Jesus, right now, God, to break every spirit of poverty, right now, God, to break the spirit of lack, right now, to break the chain of struggle, right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as we see the chains being broken this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, as we bind up anything right now in our bloodline, in the beginning of creation until this day that is not serving our higher purpose. Come, God. As we renounce and reverse every financial situation through our bloodlines right now, God. All spiritual padlocks that locked out our wealth from coming to our life melt to ashes right now, God. Every device and diversion for our wealth be gone right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we command right now to restore our finances sevenfold right now, God. We command every leaking business pocket, purse, and wallet to be sealed right now, God. We pull down every financial roadblock right now, God. We command all crooked places to be made straight right now, God. We command this morning as we speak into our money miracle this morning, as we speak into the finances today to arrive in this Godspeed time. Come on, God. I command every financial desert right now and every financial wilderness to be turned into springs and pools of flowing living water right now, God. We bind every spirit of unfruitfulness in our life. We command our barren grounds to be healed and restored right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for our miraculous supply of every desire, need, and want according to your riches. Right now, God, we praise you in your glory, in your holy name, for all that you've done and all that you are doing in our life right now, God. We receive by faith right now the full restoration of our financial position right now, that all channels of supernatural blessings are fully restored unto us, our family, and our blessings. And we are blessed to be a blessing this morning. Come on, Holy Spirit. We are a blessing to be a blessing. Father, Mother, God, you come right now. It is you that gives us the power to get us wealth, God. You said in your word, it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth. We seek the kingdom of God right now, and all of our righteousness, all of this righteousness and all things shall be added right now, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider right now, God. You are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Wealth and riches are in our house, God. The blessings of the Lord upon our life makes us rich and addeth no sorrow, God. You bless our comings, you bless our goings, you bless us in this city and everywhere we go, God. Thank you this morning, God. For the floodgates of heaven are open over our life and we receive it right now, God. Holy Spirit, we thank you right now, God, for all the doors to be open. God, we ask you to open up your doors, your heaven, your gates, and your windows to pour out a blessing upon us. It won't be room enough to receive it. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as we speak into our marriages today, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, we ask you to speak into the life of our marriages, Holy Spirit. We ask you to bless our relationships right now, God. We ask you to bring forth an anointing over the relationships, God. No matter if they're in the valley, no matter if they're on top of the mountain, God. We ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring a blessing. Ooh, God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As we ask you to bless our children today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to keep our children. Oh, God, we ask you to take over their minds, God. Remind them that they came to the planet to be mighty in the land, Holy Spirit. We ask you to touch our seeds today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to remind them that they came to be mighty in the land, Holy Spirit. Touch our seeds today, God. Touch them, God. Touch them, Holy Spirit. Touch our children right now, God. Oh, God, touch our seeds today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and bless and anoint our hands this morning, that everything we touch, God, oh, Holy Spirit, oh, God, that everything we touch would turn a prophetic gold this morning, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to touch our mind, that everything we think will be your thoughts, God. I ask you to touch our eyes, that we can see in this spiritual vision, God, spiritual 2020 vision, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless our ears right now, God. Bless our ears right now, God, so that we can hear the melodic sounds of you guiding us and leading us into our place of blessings right now, God. I ask you to bless our lips, God, that every word that is uttered from our lips will sound like honey and speak to somebody's heart today, God. Somebody came to this line to be blessed today, God. Somebody came to hear a word, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. As you have commanded your blessings upon our storehouses, God, and our barns are full and overflowing. And I thank you right now, God. I thank you as our head is anointed with oil and our cup is running over, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for our riches and honor and abundance, God. I thank you that our feet are dipped in oil this morning. Thank you for love and wisdom this morning, God. I thank you right now that we have plenty, God. Your rivers of life leads us to the gold in the name and nature of Jesus right now. As we inherit the land, God. As we inherit the land right now. And as we call forth the angels of blessing to bless us this morning, God. Oh, we pray this prayer knowing that not one word shall return void, God. As you bless this nation right now, God. As you bless our political climate, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, as you come into our lives, God, and open up doors that no man can open right now, God. New opportunities, fresh revelations, new ideas, witty inventions, come, Holy Spirit. New York Times best-selling books, God, I ask you to come and roll out the red carpet. For this is the day that you have given us to rejoice in it's something. Come on, Holy Spirit, and turn up for us on this two turned up Thursday, God. We give thanks for this day, God. We give thanks, Holy Spirit. We give thanks right now, God. Oh, come, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and anoint this line, God, and enlarge our territory, God. Bless us in our dark spaces, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and enlarge our territory right now, God. Oh, thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. And so it is, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, and so it is. And so it is. Good morning, family. Good morning, great rising, great awakening. The loving me honors and greet the loving you this morning. The life, the God in me greets and honor the God in you this morning. The goddess in me greets and honors the goddess in you. Good morning, my kings and queens, my billionaires and millionaires. And man, my sisters and brothers, I honor and greet you this morning in the honor of love. Thanking you for the presence this morning. Thanking you for another day and another opportunity for you to take your time to come and hear the Love Journey. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Woo! What a great morning, family. What a great morning. What a great day. Another great day. And we get to command our day. We get to speak into our day. We get to speak into this morning. We get to speak into our whole day, because how we start our day is how we live our day. And I want to thank you for starting your day with a love journey. I want to thank you for starting your day by blessing this day, this morning. As we send our angels out on assignment today, asking the Holy Spirit for how we want this day to turn out and what we want to speak into it, we just give thanks. Sometimes all I can do is just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. That's all I can say. Sometimes it's all I can say. I'm going to play this song right here and get it started this morning. Thanking you this morning. This is Kim.
That there would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my tower, my friend.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason.
answer call is right on time. He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey,
Jesus is the love of my life.
And I want to thank you, Lord,
because
I know that I will never be alone again.
I want to talk to you about Jesus. Stand up straight. If it wasn't for Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Love of my life.
I wouldn't be here today.
Jesus, I don't deserve it. Lord, I know that you're worth it. So I just ask,
just
you,
ask Jesus.
And I keep on asking,
just
Jesus.
Ask Jesus.
Love of
my life. I know.
Jesus,
Lord, I know.
Jesus, you set me free.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on Jesus.
You can call on
Jesus.
When you need a friend.
Jesus.
When your brother can't be found. You can call on
Jesus. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father,
listen to love. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, another episode with Lady Love, the Love Goddess. And guess what? God downloaded your yes is coming. Have you ever just thought about you just one yes away? I think we're in a Joshua generation, I like to call it, that got downloaded into my spirit. It's about taking our new ground. You see, some people upset because maybe a loan didn't go through, you didn't get the promotion you worked so hard for. And it's so easy to be discouraged by so many no's and give up on your dream. But I come to tell you this morning, God is saying this is going to be a time of yes for each and every one of us. Yes to our healing. Yes to our promotion. Yes to the breakthroughs. What hasn't worked out in the past is suddenly going to fall into place. Doors you thought were closed were suddenly going to open. The favor of God is going to reverse those notes and bring you into your year of the yes, yes, yes. I heard this story. And I always thought this story was a good story. He said he had talked to a successful, it was a preacher said he had talked to a very successful sales executive. She had been out of work for over some time, some years. She had an impressive resume, kept applying to dozens of companies, but only to get back notes. 5 times she thought she was the front runner, but then was told no. I heard this last night, and I thought about what Anna had said. 5 times she thought she was the firm runner, but then she was told months. She was told no. Months later, she and one other man was the finalist for another position, and she flew to that city for an interview. And on the way to the office, she told the taxi cab driver how she'd been praying and believing that something would open up and how this job was the one she wanted, the very one that she really wanted the most. Later that day, the lady who interviewed her at the office had to catch a plane. It just so happened that the same taxi cab driver that picked her up, when he asked her how her day was going, she said she interviewed a man and a woman for one position and couldn't decide between the two. The driver said, "Let me tell you who you should pick. I brought that lady to your office." He said, "And you won't find a better person. She's smart, talented, articulate, plus she wants to work for you. The lady said, you know what? I just made my decision. And when she called the sales executive, she said, if you ever see that taxi cab driver again, you need to thank him. He's the final reason why I chose you. Now, what are the chances? Now, when I heard that story last night, what are the chances of the same taxi cab driver would pick up both women? You know that wasn't no coincidence. That was the hand of God. I just heard the preacher preach on that last night on some Facebook thing. I don't even know who it was. It's just, you know how they have people speaking, I need a word or something. And I don't know, that thing touched my heart. Because I know that God is on the throne, and sometimes in these climates and in these days, we forget. We watching our president and somebody come and tell us how he's this and he's that, and we getting all caught up in the political climate. We get all caught up in the physical climate of what's going on, and we can't see with these spiritual eyes and see there's a spiritual climate happening. Apostle Paul said, whatever God has promised with a yes of Jesus, 2 Corinthians 1:20, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes. Come on, family. This is our time. That means the dreams God placed in your heart, the promises that God has spoken over you have already been stamped with a yes. God has already set the date to bring it to pass. But there's one more thing that Paul said God needs. Paul said God needs your yes. God's yes with our yes together makes it a sure thing. God needs your yes to make it happen. God works where there's faith. If this lady would have gone around thinking, I'll never get the position, that would have kept it from happening. Is God waiting for our yes? Are you letting the no's, the disappointment, and the delays convince you that it's not going to happen? You may not have seen it yet. But I tell you, this is a new day. You are coming into your time of yes. Put your yes in God's yes and watch what's going to happen today. Put your yes with God's yes. I'm telling you, God is amazing. God is amazing. God is waiting on your yes. God is waiting on your yes. Don't worry about what you can't see. Don't worry about the how. I want you to know today that as God is calling you out, yes, yes, and yes. A while ago, a friend was telling me about a desire he had in his heart to do something and how excited he had been. He said, I prayed about it and sensed God's promise in it. He said, I told some people about it. Years went by, though, and nothing happened, but the desire was still there. He said, I talked to God every morning about it. I did what I knew to do. I came to church. I prayed. I praised him. He said, for how amazing God is. And as the years went by and it still didn't happen, I just kept coming to him with my yes to the promise. And he kept coming with his yes. And in the process, he was strengthening himself. He was growing in his faith. And he was growing in his trust. And he told me the other day, Janine, the promise for God that I was praying for finally came to pass, and he was so excited and amazed. But I realized that if it had to come and pass in the previous years, he said, I wouldn't have been ready. You see, after God delivered the Israelites out of slavery, Moses led them through the desert toward the promised land, but they never went in because they complained and had wrong mindsets. That generations wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, only seeing God's goodness in part and the promised land from a distance. They heard about the land flowing with milk and honey. They dreamed about it, hoped it would happen, but they died without ever seeing it come to pass. But see, Joshua, he led the new generation
The children of the first group that had died, they had a different mindset that took them into the promised land. Joshua come on now didn't just hear about the land of milk and honey. They conquered and lived in the land of milk and honey. They taste the great clusters of grapes that their parents hadn't only seen. All that their parents dreamed of, the provision, the peace, the abundance, the victory, Joshua generation experienced it. Sometimes thoughts will tell you what you're dreaming about will always only be a dream, just a wish, a hope. Others in your family try to get ahead, try to start a business, try to break the addiction, try to overcome the depression, but they couldn't do it, and neither did anybody else. But I come to tell you, I like to call us the Joshua generation. The good news is we are the Joshua generation. We're not going to just dream the dream. Come on, family. Somebody know what I'm about to say. We're not just dreaming the dream. We're going to taste the land of milk and honey. We're going to live the dream. See, we're going to go where no one in your family has gone. David said, taste and see that the Lord is good. We're going to taste those grapes, family. We're going to taste that abundance. We're going to taste the healing. Taste the freedom, family. We're going to take new ground into our finances, into our health, into our relationships. Areas that look like they were never changed are shifting. Favors coming in new ways, opportunities and breakthroughs. God is going to do something that surpasses anything we ever seen. It'll be unprecedented, out of the ordinary. The scripture says, stand still and watch the Lord show his mighty hand. And we're not going to even have to make it happen. Come on, family. Through our own efforts, through our own strength, through our own talents, our determination, it's going to be the hand of God. Stand still and watch him show out in our life. All we have to do is get in agreement with him. Let our yes be his yes. And all through the day, say, Lord, thank you that I'm the Joshua generation. Come on, y'all. Say that with me. Thank you, God, that I am the Joshua generation, that I am the generation that will taste, feel, and see and live the promised land. Some of us only get to talk about it. Some of us only get to talk about it. The Joshua generation. And I love that idea. When God downloaded that into my spirit, one day I was thinking about Moses and I was thinking about Joshua. I was doing my paper, and the idea of what Moses represented metaphysically was the mental. You see, God had planted the seed. Moses was the one who planted the seed. So Moses is, when we're in our Moses energy, we plant the seed. But when we're in the Joshua energy, the seed is in its harvest time. I said, God, you awesome. That's a, come on, God, do your stuff. And I just, as God was downloading it into my spirit, I said, you go, God. Because the one thing I always leave you with is don't just dream your God-sized dream. Live them. See, when we just dream in our God-sized dream, we in our Moses energy. But when we live in our God-sized dreams, we in our Joshua energy. So I call forth the energy, the anointing of Joshua today upon us. I love Moses for his leadership and his activation and for us to remind our I am presence. But Joshua was about the action. Joshua represents the heart. Because see, once it gets planted in our mind and we take action and let it allow it get in our heart, that's when we get into the Joshua generation, the Joshua energy. Can you see yourself in a land of milk and honey? I just want you to marinate on that right now. I just want you to marinate on the idea that you have the ability
to live your God-sized dreams this morning. You. Yes, you. And nobody can do it like you.
Maybe you come from a family.
I want you to know that right now. Hold on to the idea that nobody can do it like you. And you came with a special mission, with your special sauce, to do what you came to do. So I want you to think about that this morning. Can you taste and see that promised land today? Can you taste it? I just love it when I think about I'm here. The Joshua generation, the Joshua anointing. Because the Joshua anointing is the anointing of us walking into our promised land, changing our mindset. See, 2019 is the year of taking new ground. Those hang-ups, strongholds, and inherited dysfunctions are coming to an end right now. We're moving into our new place of freedom, power, and peace right now. Can you imagine that? Your Joshua anointing this morning. I'm super excited when God downloaded that into my heart. I said, God, do your stuff. Come on, God. Do yourself. That's why I woke up, I just said, God, you're amazing. You're amazing. How Moses represents the idea of planting it in our mind and blooming it in our heart is where Joshua comes in. That's when we get to live it. That just goes back to when I talk about intellectualizing God. There's a difference between intellectualizing God and experiencing God. Intellectualizing the idea of moving into the promised land, but experiencing it is a different thing. Experiencing it is a different thing. Have you mixed it up with your yes yet? I'm telling you, this is the year of our yes, the year of our yes mixed with God's yes. I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I'm so excited about all the wonderful things that's about to happen in all of you all's life. God's grace and mercy. Living a life of greatness. Abundant rains in our dry places, the renewed us. And I would like to even say, don't even discount what seems small. Because inside of every human spirit, each and inside of each and every one of us is the desire to succeed and achieve in this life. Remember when God told Adam, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion? I know sometimes it's hard to wrap our heads around a great life. We're not really taught about having a great life.
But I want to tell you today, you have authority. You have mastery, dominion, and a power. And I just want to say, you came to live a life of greatness. And I want to remind you to do not discount the small. Don't despise the days of new beginnings. Think about Alexander Graham Bell when he spoke into his newly invented telephone, saying those new famous words, right, that they say. That newly invented telephone. Mr. Watson, come here. I need you. His assistant in another room heard and understood that it was a wonderful accomplishment, one that formed the foundations of our telecommunications today. But do you think they ever dreamed about today's smartphone? We could text, we could play music, we could play games, take pictures, check emails, find a restaurant, surf the internet, watch a movie. Do you think they would have been in awe of this marvelous device that we hold in our hands, that we take for granted? Think twice about how it's impacting our lives. In much the same way, think about the simple things that you will do today and consider the possible effects. When we overlook an offense, that's a simple thing, but do you realize the effects it may have? What happens when we extend to other people forgiveness? Paul said in Ephesians 2:10 that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let me say that again. Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 2:10 that we are God's workmanship. Can you imagine being God's workmanship? You were created, hand created, divinely created for good works, which God had prepared beforehand, even before you was invented in the womb of your mother's belly. Our life is the assignment. Our life is a purpose. And it's easy to overlook sometimes because we get to do what we do every day and not really pay attention to how we affect the fabric of this earth. I want you to know today that you were made for greatness. You were made for greatness. Paul said in a word that you are God's workmanship. I love that. You are God's workmanship. I'm so grateful to be made in the image and likeness of our Creator. I'm so grateful to be living in my time of my own, yes. So grateful to be anointed with my Joshua energy to know that I'm not going to just think about my dreams and dream about my dreams, but I get the opportunity to live my God-sized dream just by saying yes. Just by simply saying yes. I love Reverend Ike. One thing about Reverend Ike, he said, our miracles are in our mouth. We get to speak that thing into existence this morning. We get to command our day. He also said, our money is in our mouth. But I like to say, your miracle is in your mouth, because you know why? Anything and everything you want to speak into it, speak it into this morning. If it's just your dreams, speak into your dreams this morning. If it's in your health, speak into your health this morning. If it's your finances, speak to your finances. Speak to your money. Speak to your money. I love that lady. She said, money loves me. Money recognizes me. Everywhere I go, it follows me. Come on, money, do your stuff. God has given us a weapon in our words. Our words are powerful when they align with the truth, what God says about us. We got to get in agreement with God this morning. Come on, family. My prayer today, I thank you, each and every one of you all who invest in this ministry by your volunteer, by your money, by your time. And I pray today that God would do more in you, through you, than you have ever dreamed possible. I want to remind you today, the miracle is in your mouth. And all we have to do is say yes and get in agreement with God's yes. All we have to do is recognize that there is a miracle in our mouth. There is a miracle. It's just waiting on you right now. Joshua anointing. We are in our Joshua anointing. And I'm waiting and excited to see you all's greatness, to hear you all's testimony, to hear you all's yes today. Yes to your own dreams. Yes to great health. Yes to a great marriage, great life, great partnership, whatever you're deciding that you want or have in your life and you want more of it, just say yes to God. If you want more of God's greatness, just get up and say, thank you, God. Even if you don't have the relationship you want right now, even if your marriage is on the rock right now, even if your health is not where you want it to be, even if you're in the valley, just say, thank you, God, today. And just tell God, yes. That's all God is waiting. God is praying on your yes. And what does your yes mean? That your yes means that you don't, God don't need your help, though. God just needs your permission. See, sometimes we get in our own way. Get still today. And know that it's your time. This is your year. This is your day. And nothing. I like to call it our next level thinking. It's time to rise higher. You may think that you've already taken the limits off God, but I want you to take even more limits off God. God is calling you to rise higher in this day. God is asking you to break through those boundaries, push aside your past, and experience the next level victory, favor, and abundance in your life. But that's going to require you to let go of who you've been so you can become who God created you to be. Come on, let me say that again. That's going to require you to let go of who you've been to become who God created you to be today. Come on, family. You see, you can't go in a situation with the same mindset that created it. Come on, Albert Einstein. Come on, Albert Einstein. It's going to take a different mindset. It's going to take a different mindset. You see, when Joshua took the people into the promised land, it wasn't the same people who started out because they couldn't get with a new mindset. Even when God was calling Moses to raise higher and asked Moses to strike, to speak to the rock, and Moses kept striking the rock, God said, I told you to speak to the rock, Moses. But see, sometimes we get into that delayed reaction, default reactions, and we start going back to the old ways. It's time for a new way, a new mindset. It's time for a fresh anointing in our mind today, family. children of the Israelite who went into the promised land had a different mindset, and their mindset took them into the promised land. I want you to let go of the mindset, even if it worked for you in the beginning. I'm telling you today, family, I want you to really hear this. If you want something different, you got to think something different. You got to become something different. So the question is to empty yourself and surrender and say to God, who must I become in order to experience the promised land? Who must I become today? Some of us are two-headed. We stand in our mind. We're still being led by Moses. It's time to be led by Joshua now, meaning we got to get a new mindset this morning. We can't strike the rock no more. We got to speak to the rock, family. Some of us say, well, oh, that's just me. I ain't going to never change. But then you're never going to experience all that God has for you if you cannot change your mindset. Since I've been back from my 10-day retreat, I've been asking God. I said, God, show me. God, show me who I must become. God, take everything that I thought I knew and take it away so that I can be open to know to become who I need to become, God. Empty me, Holy Spirit. Empty my mind, God. Empty my thoughts, God. Let me let go of anything that I thought I knew, God. Even if I thought I knew it about you, Holy Spirit, let it all go. And I surrender my yes to you, Holy Spirit. Who must I become, God, to enter into my promised land? You see, God is calling us to come out of our old ways and into the new way. And what is that new way? Only you know. Because you have to become the spirit of your soul, the soul essence of you, the pure essence of who you came to this planet to be. It's covered in your condition, in your own thoughts. And it took you to where you are today, but if you want to go to a new level, if you're ready to go to a new level, if you're ready for a new level of healing, a new level of finances, a new level of whatever it is you desire, you got to let go. Maybe your mind taking you to the hundred thousands of dollars, but you want to be a millionaire, you got to let go of what it took to become a thousandaire and become the mind that can attract the millionaire. Well, if you made millions and you want to go into the billionaire, you got to let go of the millionaire mindset and get into the billionaire mindset. It takes a different mindset to move into a different level. Let go today. Turn your yes over to God. Don't just see that promised land. Don't just dream that promised land. Live your promised land today. Get into your Joshua anointing. Joshua represents the heart. The heart. Moses represents the mind metaphysically. And some of us stay stuck intellectualizing God. That's why our life is not demonstrating exactly what we want to demonstrate, because we still in the planted stage. But it's time to let it bloom, and it only blooms when we get into our heart. It's interesting when my spiritual advisor who I work with, and we were talking about money, taking money, you know, taking our money to the next level. And you know, it was interesting what she said. It was interesting because she was so anointed with this thought. And I was thinking to myself, it's just, God is so amazing. God is so amazing. That all I could do is say, God, take the limits of my thinking. God, take the limits and let me get into a consciousness of understanding who you are in me as me. She told me, which is what I already know this, but it's just interesting when you hear from somebody else that money is energy. I grew up understanding money is energy. But she said it's a currency, and in order for the currency to flow, it needs a conduit to manifest into material form. Just like electricity needs conduit to transmit light, energy needs a conduit to transmit money into your bank account. Let me say that again. Energy needs a conduit to transmit money into your bank account. But this was the interesting part. She said that conduit is our heart. That conduit is our heart. She said money will not flow into a congested heart. And people say, well, you always doing forgiveness work and release work. I say yes, because I don't want to be congested. She said money will not flow into a congested heart. Let's think about whatever we want, because everything is energy. What if we want love? Love in our relationship, love a marriage or something. Love is energy, right? And it needs, it's a currency too. And in order for that currency to flow, it needs a conduit to manifest into material form, right? And that conduit is our heart. Love will not flow into a congested heart. Money will not flow into a congested heart. What about a healing in our body? Come on, somebody. Healing is just another form of energy too, right? And it needs a conduit. And guess where that conduit is at? So guess what it all boils down to? Releasing, letting go, and forgiveness. Releasing, letting go, and forgiveness. Release, let go, and forgiveness. If our heart is congested, how can we experience anything in our life that we want to experience? So today I leave you with this one thought. Whatever you want to flow in your life, look into your heart. Look into your heart. That conduit is your heart. And whatever you desire, whether it's a healing in your body, healing in your money, healing in your relationships, healing in whatever, look into your heart. And when I say get a new mindset, I'm talking about a mind of the heart. I want you to think about, most of you all who've been on here, some of you all new may not heard, but I taught a lesson on here about every cell in our body has a mind. Every cell in this body has its own mind. So sometimes when you're thinking you're changing the mental mind, you haven't stopped to realize that you got to cleanse the minds in every cell in your body, the memories and the data and the information that's stored in our heart, that's stored in every cell in our body. So today I want to remind you, let's clean up our hearts, family. Let's move into the place where our energy can flow through the conduit of our heart. That's my message today. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk Radio. And star 6 on the teleconference line. Give me a minute. My little daughter took the computer with her, so I got to go through in the other computer it crashed. So, you know, every so often, I guess, be time for new electronics. So I got to get a new computer, fam. Yes, got to get a new computer. So I'm going into the studio right now. So if you press one, give me a minute. Oh, there it is. Rosa, I see you. I'm about to press you in, Rosa.
Good God, morning, my family. I love you guys. Denise, we've always been in sync with concepts and ideas. And I just wanted to give a testimony. I could say a whole lot about what you said today because it is about changing your mindset, your heart set, your feeling, and living and walking in love and knowing that all things are good and everything is for a lesson, and we have to just grow in it, not go through it. So just an example of how God works in my life. So some of you know that I teach welding part-time, and that money that comes from that is to increase my wealth in gold and Bitcoin. I use it for that. I also use it for lessons for my business. So it's been shaky, and I've been doing the best I can. But the other day, Monday, in fact, I went to one of my accounts that handles that whole world, and it was minus $489. And I was like, really? What happened? So when I looked upon it, I realized that the bank had been charging me overdraft for a check for a retreat that I'm going to, because I'm going to Tamar's retreat this year. And the check bounced. Oh, no, the check didn't bounce. They paid for it, and then they started charging me fees. And I said to myself out loud, you know, God, you are the source of my abundance, Lord. Handle it. So I left it alone and, you know, saying our mantra, you know, that says everything comes from God. Today I went into the account, and the account was a negative $120, which I can handle. I can start. I can do that. And I didn't do a thing. I didn't call anybody. The bank just canceled all the fees. God is amazing. When you rest in his knowing that he is here to grant you your every desire, to share with you his world of abundance, where you start seeing abundance in everything and God in all things, you begin to be aligned with who he is in you. This life that I have moved into and have been journeying in is expanding to the point where I can speak stuff into existence. And like you said, I can release things that I once thought was so important that now have no play in my life, and it doesn't hurt. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you again. And for those people who are brand new, just sit a while, and you'll see that because we are so connected, the mindset of the love journey will become your mindset, and life will become, you'll see love instead of fear, you'll see joy instead of sadness, things, you'll see abundance instead of lack, and you'll see it happening in everybody's life, including yours. That's how God works. So, Spirit is amazing. Thank you, Denise. I appreciate you beyond compare. You are my girl. I love you, darling. And everyone else on this line, be blessed.
Your name.
Your name.
I like that song.
Forgive me, the phone doing what it want to do.
It's nothing, like you always tell me, there is nothing to forgive. Spirit works like spirit is, and just accept it and be all right with it, and I love that song. Oh, and I was...
Because you're the man.
I was going to... Yeah, and you know what else I like? I was, you were saying, just say yes. I was listening to that kind of music yesterday. I don't wake up in the morning with music mostly. I wake up with affirmations and meditation and that. But yesterday I had a musical morning, and that was one of the songs that I was listening to. And yes, I love it. So you have a great God day, guys, and know that all God needs to know is what you want, and then just rest and see. Say yes, little God. I'm going to call you, Janine, because I got something to talk to you about.
All right, calm down. All right.
Black.
All right, Rosa J from D.C. family. That's Rosa J from D.C. All right. Well, anybody else? Let me know. Let me look. All right, we're going to get ready and start our day. I'm going to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice, and remember, family, it's time for that Joshua anointing. Don't just dream. Our God-sized dreams, live them, family. This is Sade, the kiss of life.
Tuned in to another episode of the Love Journey.